right now, I'd like to welcome a very talented and prolific writer with a sense of theater about her. Her name is Suzanne Owens. Give her a big welcome.
Thanks, Ellen. Nice to, seems like I've been away or something, but I'm going to read two poems about moments and how they only come and go before you hardly know it, and I guess how we have to live each one. The White Tiger. A decade flops at my feet. My son grabs a stale cinnamon roll off the bench, crams it into his mouth, all glossy gold, sticky nut. He picks a scab off his nose. Look, can you see these hairs on my chin here, how long they're getting? I put my book aside, pull myself forward onto the lawn chair into another time zone. Jungle noises play backwards. A tourist, I stare down. All I can see, pink sea beach, savory cove, cornflower blue, unblemished sand. My eyes float over his whole face. For now, I hold the shimmer, this smooth stone, but it's the skip out of my hands I'm wondering at. That time, that space, that difference between the rise and splash from boy to man that I can follow only with my eyes. Suddenly he seems like the last refuge from extinction. My son, who wants to save the white tiger because it's so beautiful, who laments they'll all have disappeared before he's old enough, who pleads and teases still for me to stay until he sleeps. Just the other day before the game, he cried on my shoulder because he had to play right field and not first base. Wasn't it this past winter he quit hockey because the boys were acting like the pros now, real mean, rough? I was only trying to read the heat away, hold on to the end of that late afternoon time. But the season has lolled on a hip, left its imprint on this early evening. Why do the vibrations in life always occur outdoors, like the structure beyond the structure of a roof? My son jumps up. A flock of geese wail over us. He counts them. 10, 11, 12, 13. He kicks his soccer ball to the edge of the grass, stands still, looking into the turning trees. It's something I can't see. I shield my eyes to watch the disappearing birds. And when I look back to speak, he's gone. This is another kind of moment. From the mountain, clouds and islands in a chance aspect of events. The clouds are the same shape as the islands they hover over, stilling for a breath, their desperate selves a whole. Momentary forms of air and water merge, their alignments never to be repeated, almost too brief to be believed. Beyond them on the horizon, sunlight suspends its noon. Each sail has the course it needs. Each compass looks both forward and backward. Each north is true to its wind direction. The sails pass each other, forms within forms, weightless, they embrace space as if about to meet the unforeseen. I want the clouds to remain as they first emerged, like an answer that is the first and only one. A few clouds seen for an instant above these islands, a chance aspect of events, illusions of a harmony when it seems as if each occasion for regret has vanished, like the accomplishing of love. All ego disappears. To see the whole body, no limbs left behind to stumble over. But it is only a state of polarity that always posits movement as its complement on this subplatonic plane. Zenith of truth glimpsed only in the subterfuge of sight, a trick of the light, a strange perspective, this outlook of a stranger here, who's not even the shadow island of a real cloud reflected on the water. I myself, united with the synthesis, stood not in the clouds, but just below them. They move on, and I who cannot move am severed. Thank you.
Thank you, Suzanne. Did you bring any of your books with you tonight?
Yes, I think I did.
She thinks she did. So you might want to check out what she's brought with her. One more hand for Suzanne Owens.